6:50 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Thanks so much for listening to the program this morning. It's 39 degrees, beautiful sunrise and beautiful morning here in mid-Michigan. Thanks for being with us. Jesse is here. This is James, and we appreciate them very much. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Steve Dugan. He is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm good.
You are not running for re-election to the Ingham County Board of Commissioners.
That's correct.
Why?
Because I've had people for the last 4 months telling me every day that I should run for Delhi Township Treasurer, as I had applied at the end of last year for a vacancy to fill out a term and was, you know, not appointed by that board majority.
So
this is a, this is looking at something that, many people in Delhi Township said I should have been the one appointed. I would bring a fresh viewpoint to that board, and I decided it's time to proceed in that direction.
All right. Where do you think the challenges are there?
You have a community that is still wounded over the insistence of the board majority to try to force down a project or and down the throats of the community that the community has said time and time again it didn't want. You know, that in particular being the solar sludge dryer project that was, of course, resoundingly defeated on Tuesday, 60-40. The, you have members of that board that, that certainly just seem to be yes votes for everything that comes down the line. And all these projects always have price tags to consider with them.
Who is that, Steve?
Well, the township supervisor is Stuart Goodrich. You know, there are many people that are saying, Mr. Goodrich needs to go. I agree with him. It's time for him to retire. Since he's filed for re-election, apparently it looks like the voters will have to make the decision whether it's time for him to retire. Tuesday should have been a bell ringer in terms of, looking at that decision. The remainder of the votes that always line up with Mr. Goodrich are the treasurer Roy Sweet, who was promoted from trustee last December over two other more qualified applicants, me being one of the two. If I had not been an applicant, Ray Tominga would have been superior in qualifications to Mr. Sweet. But anyway, Mr. Sweet always lines up with Mr. Goodrich. The township clerk, Evan Hope, always lines up with Mr. Goodrich. The township trustee, John Hayhoe, always lines up with Mr. Goodrich, and the newly appointed trustee, Diane Warfield, always lines up with Mr. Goodrich. You know, never do any of them cross him in a vote.
Well, doesn't it happen a lot, though? We see that happen with the Lansing City Council. There definitely are caucuses with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners.
You know, Tony, as I've gone around Delhi Township, either, in terms of discussing things on the solar sludge dryer, or recently in collecting nominating petition signatures to be able to run for Delhi Township Treasurer, the expression has come up over and over and over, good old boys club. And I'm not talking about new young people per se. I'm talking about people that have been in Delhi Township for years and years and years who might identify with, some of these particular board members, and they say good old boys club over and over. It is, the most common expression I hear when having a discussion about, what goes on in Delhi Township.
It sounds like you, along with Vince Dragonetti, who was on the program yesterday, believe a new infusion of energy and ideas need to be implemented in Delhi Township.
Tony, thank you very much for the compliment.
but that's what it sounds like, because it sounds like both of you are unhappy with the way business, from your perspective, the way business is being conducted.
Delhi does get accused of being over-regulatory, and I had to chuckle. We had a story in the State Journal a couple of days ago that sort of points to this, where the story happened to be focusing on the fact that, a particular small business in Delhi Township has a windmill up on the top of the business. And I commend the business for making that decision. But, you know, Delhi was, you know, quick to the forefront to, you know, set up ordinances and, you know, be ready to, you know, take this influx of applications. And they've had one homeowner, you know, want to do a windmill. And, you know, and this is the type of statement that, you know, gets made, you know, in a business that's, you know, more than happy to go ahead and implement, you know, regulations beyond the interest of its citizens in having it do that.
Well, the Ingham County Board of Commissioners is going to have a new look after the next election. You'll be gone, as will Mr. Grebner, and Deb DeLeon's seat is going to be up for grabs. There's a lot of grabs. There's a lot of thought that she's going to face a real challenge, and so it's going to have a very new look.
You know, this is my eighth year on the Board of Commissioners. I'm already in the upper 50% in seniority on that board. For whatever reason, it you know, lacks members that truly have gone on, you know, beyond about a decade's worth of status. I mean, we have a couple, of course, and Mark Grebner and Randy Schaefer have been there in each of those cases about 30 years. You know, one slightly over, one slightly under. You know, after that, the longest-serving kind of commissioners are at about 10. So, you know, there is a, you know, a life to our political service. I told the board in my statement on Tuesday night that every person in elected office should remind themselves from the first day they take that elected office that they will not always be in that chair. And, you know, obviously part of my comment in terms of that was, you know, I need to recognize that, you know, that it is my turn, and you know, perhaps that will be healthy for the Ingham County Board as well to have, you know, that same infusion of, you know, fresh ideas. You know, I certainly think that I've done, you know, worked very hard to represent my constituents over 150 square miles of territory in this county, but you know, I did acknowledge to the board it will be strange to think of, you know, not sitting in that chair in January, and you know, that certainly, you know, does have its own you know, sympathy in terms of, you know, kind of recognizing, wow, you know, I'm only going to be doing this for another 7 months now, but you know, I think I've been a contributor. I think that there are certainly members of the majority party that have looked at observations that I've been able to make, or amendments that I've offered, or, you know, financial decisions that I've contributed to, and even where some of my points may not have been implemented, that they at least became the subject of, you know, good, thoughtful discussion in terms of why are we doing things the way we do. You know, I hope to be able to add that insight to Delhi Township.
We've been talking with Ingham County Board of Commissioners member Steve Dugan, who has announced that he will run for Delhi Township Treasurer. Steve will be talking with you throughout the campaign. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you, Tony.